USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Israeli and Hamas are in some of the fiercest fighting of the two-month-old war, including room-to-room. Israel launched its offensive in the south while trying to finish its operations around Gaza City. The Israeli military has cornered Hamas fighters in two of their last strongholds in the northern Gaza Strip and the city of Jabalia, immediately to the north. Is the United States sticking with Ukraine or not? Dave Collins has more.
Congress must soon decide whether to approve more funding for Ukraine in its war with Russia.
Without congressional action, the administration will run out of resources by the end of the year to procure more weapons and equipment for Ukraine.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said lawmakers must decide whether to support the fight for freedom or let Russian President Vladimir Putin prevail.
The move to replace expelled Congressman George Santos is underway. Chairman of the Nassau County Republican Committee, Joseph Cairo, says they're doing some serious vetting before making their announcement. Both parties need to present a candidate for the special election. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is expected to announce a special election this week. When she does, the clock starts ticking for the special election. By rule, it must happen within 70 to 80 days. Four Republican presidential hopefuls will take the stage tomorrow night for the fourth GOP primary debate. It will be the smallest debate stage yet and comes just over a month away from the Iowa caucuses. Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie all qualify for the debate in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The debate will be broadcast or streamed on all News Nation platforms. It will also be streamed live on Rumble. Today is officially International Ninja Day. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The liability of the OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma and its role in the U.S. opioid crisis is being analyzed by the Supreme Court. A challenge yesterday was brought to the High Court from the Justice Department. It centered around last year's $6 billion settlement agreed to by Purdue Pharma. The bankruptcy ruling by a New York court protected the Sackler family, which controlled the company, from future litigation. Families of OxyContin victims say they deserve to sue the Sacklers directly, as most of the money in the settlement will go to fighting the opioid crisis in America. An Arizona border crossing is closed down until further notice. Customs and Border Protection recently announced the Lukeville Port of Entry, southwest of Tucson, Arizona, would be temporarily shut down completely. A social media post describing the closure last week said Lukeville is trying to get a handle on the large number of migrants in the area that have entered the country illegally. The announcement faces criticism by Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs and Senators Mark Kelly and Kyrsten Sinema. Former Ultimate Fighting Challenge champion Conor McGregor is testing the waters for a presidential run in Ireland. McGregor has been very outspoken against the Irish government after riots happened in Dublin last month from stabbings in the city. McGregor posted on X, "Hands up if you want to see Conor McGregor become the next president of Ireland." Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.